Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So, you know, putting the ball on the floor against this much pressure is an absolute necessity.
The Scary Terry chant. A new nickname is born.
Rozier's gotten off to a strong start to the series. No turnovers in 78 minutes. How personally do you take that matchup?
Who?
Terry Rozier.
I don't even know who that is.
Rozier throws it up at the buzzer. Oh, and he bangs it all! Rozier from way downtown.
To Rozier, 6 on the clock. Rozier backs up, takes it.
Got it, the foul.
Chance for 4-point play. Toronto by 2. Rozier.
Got it.
Rozier able to get it off and knock down a 3. Score the basket, says Michael Smith, the official. Terry Rozier, big hoop for the Celtics.
Yes.
Horford comes up with it. Shot is good if it goes, and it does. Wade, quick crossover. Celtics got time here. Rozier, pull up 3.
Got it.
Rozier will end up with this ball with probably the chance to go one-on-one and finish the game off.
Let's go guard Rozier with 5 fouls. He goes by a little crossover, step back, wide open, and it's good!
It's Thursday, June 8th?
Something, yes.
It's the 8th.
Sure.
The 8th of June. Nope, 7th. Off to a hot start. Futures album comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Huge news.
Yes.
We couldn't wait any longer.
I'm ready.
To talk about it. It's been a long time.
Too long.
Like Super Slimy was a Future project, but it wasn't a...
It was last year. He hasn't given me anything this year outside of the several tracks on Esco's and Scooters and...
He's been... Actually,
a few other projects, yeah.
I thought about it on the train right in. He's been killing all those.
Oh, no. He's been very... That's why I was like, I know when his album comes, he's in the zone. He's feeling good.
It was like he gets a lot of flack for that King's Dead verse, which I enjoy thoroughly.
I would not have heard that song if it wasn't for that verse.
Correct.
And I don't think anyone would remember that song. Not that it's a bad song, but that's what people talk about when they talk about that song.
So it was necessary for us to come on here and prep for such a monumental day. Every time Future drops an album, it's like a holiday. And
yes.
that's really what we're here to discuss.
Yeah, he's giving us like some summertime music. So I'm looking for, I don't know what vibe we're rocking with this summer, but whatever Future says we're going with.
I assume it's just going to be fly shit.
Well, yeah, but are we going to be like, we're going to be looking fly, but how are we going to be feeling? Are we going to be feeling fly? Are we going to be feeling sad? We getting our bitches back? Like, what do we, I don't know. So got to wait to find out.
Questions that will be answered.
Correct. Soon.
And we'll discuss those answers with our close personal friend, Terry Rozier.
Yes.
Because he's on the show now.
What?
Yeah. This show. Like, after we're done talking, he's going to talk as well.
About what?
Future.
Hmm.
For sure. So we wanted to take this time to let people know the show's not changing other than the fact that there's going to be, I'm now outnumbered.
Yes. There are now one former NBA player and a current NBA player.
Yeah.
On this show.
It's tough. So I'm the middleman. And as we know, that guy's getting run out of town this year. So it's tough to be me.
Awful news. It's just awful.
It's not great. But yeah, the content isn't going to change anytime soon. One of the goals we set out was to kind of change the way NBA podcasts were going in the podcast world.
I guess just present a different type of, like, NBA, when you think or heard NBA podcasts, I feel like, and we've talked about it before, it's like a similar lane. Everybody tries to fit within that lane.
Everyone tried to be Zach Lowe.
Yeah. And
he's got that lane pretty
well. Zach Lowe's very good at being Zach Lowe.
That's the thing. When we always make fun of, like, nerds, I'm never talking about Zach Lowe because he's the best of it.
No, I love Zach Lowe.
And everyone else is just like, oh, I'll do that. And it's, well, that was never going to be us.
Knockout. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be that. Hopefully it will be, and I think it will be, like, mixtape with Terry Rozier, not mixtape and Terry Rozier. Like,
correct.
And it's not going to be like an interview episode. To tell us some stuffs about Boston. But if some good stuffs happens.
Right.
He hasn't been shy about the spilling the beans.
No, he's very open. And why I think it's going to work well is he seems to have bought into just Barstool as a whole company.
Right.
And us specifically. Like, he was here just chopping it up with us the other day for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the skit's out. He was all in on the skit. He went. I thought he was just going to sit there and be like, whatever these two idiots want.
No,
me to do.
He took some creative liberties.
He took it way further than even I was like, this is awesome.
And it worked. I think it worked.
Although, the back of my head, I'm getting that older man, like Rick Ross fat. Mm, yeah, I need a smaller head. Yeah, it's no good. It's no good. I didn't know that was a thing until this video. All summer.
I just don't wear hoods. Yeah, I don't.
But Terry has been great throughout all this. He wanted to start this little peek behind the curtain. He wanted to start recording during the Bucks series.
Yeah.
Like,
we were supposed to have been doing this a month ago.
He wanted to start doing it during the Bucks series, and Brad Stevens was like, what are you, crazy? Like, no, we're not. We're a little busy, Terry.
Brad disagreed. We'll see if we can get him on the show to smooth this out.
Yeah. So, Terry's been rearing to go. He's had some takes at the ready. And he is very comfortable while we record. He's leaned back in his chair.
He's a lot funnier than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very... I guess I didn't know... He went to Louisville, so I didn't, you know...
You just wrote him off immediately.
1,000%. But yeah, he's a funny person.
That's a dynamic I'm actually looking forward to, because I'm sure there are people out there like, of course, it's a Celtic, and Coley is always trying to make this a Celtics podcast. Of course, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I mean.
But the Tyler, you're the Kentucky-Louisville angle, whenever they play, that's going to be...
Oh, I can't wait. Even when they don't.
You'll bring up that empty trophy case as often as you can.
And also his former coach.
Yes, that might get you punched in the face. But, we got the video cameras
rolling. Content.
But Terry's great. We're not going to change. He's only on once a week. So
yeah, the second show. So first show will be
every
regular
Tuesday. Yep, every Tuesday is going to be me, Tyler. Whenever Dana does something incredibly stupid, he'll be in.
Every
Tuesday.
The new mixtape is us two and also Dana and Terry Rozier.
So for the people who are like, oh, I still want 2-3 hour episodes that ramble into nothingness. Terry, we talks a lot of nothingness with Terry. He's down for that. I don't know if he's down to talk 1890s baseball, but we haven't tested that yet.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out.
We'll do the legwork so you guys don't have to. You're welcome.
And every Tuesday will still be the exact same show people have listened to all along. And on Thursdays, it's still going to be the exact same show, just featuring a current NBA player. Like, I believe he led the NBA playoffs in fourth quarter scoring. I believe that was a thing.
Sure.
So this isn't some schmuck.
Like, this is, like, very beneficial for us. Like, he had his best run during the playoffs, a lot of eyes on it. And, we're linking up with him at the height of his powers.
And the lowest point of ours.
Correct. So. Yeah. I can't wait to drag him to the ground.
No, I do think it's a beautiful match, and I'm interested to see where it goes. I feel like this validates why we got into it. They could have done this with anyone. Right. He could have done this by himself.
Rozier and Zach Lowe.
But he, no, I mean, like, yeah, any other company, yeah, he could have went and done this.
Yeah, he could have named his price and could have said, I'll do it with Barstool, but alone, not with these schmucks.
Right.
And he didn't. He hadn't said it yet.
Right, yeah. Could after week three when he's like, I can't do it.
Yeah. They just give Terry mixtape and we're just ass out, yeah.
Deserved.
Again, long overdue, some would say.
But to me, I can't speak for Tyler, but it does feel like validation. Like, we've already been told outside of this that in the NFL and NBA offices, our show rings out, which is ridiculous to me. Those people, they're not working hard enough.
I just imagine just blaring through the loudspeakers like soft rock. They just keep or, mixing, yeah.
Or like propaganda. Like, right. Silver's got his people like look up here and really he's doing some other stuff on the side. But yeah, that's always been really weird to me that, I mean, me and my pal just hop on microphones and make jokes and like legitimate people listen to it, which has always been crazy to me. And now, like, you can't just say that to people. A, because it's a weird conversation to have, and B, because they're like, all right, how do you prove that? Now we have an NBA player on our show, and he, like I said, he could have done this anywhere. So for him to pick us specifically.
He also didn't have to do it at all.
Right.
He's like 1 year away from being very set. he can get an extension this summer, right?
I think he can. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think unless they just offer something crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. Terry, you just got 4 years, $95 million. Let's
hit the Gucci store.
Yeah, let's, we say we walk and talk.
But he did a
piece. Saks Fifth ain't too far. I mean, we can.
He did a pizza review with Dave. He did a wine walk with Liz. Like, he's coming back to do another video.
We have some more.
With us.
Food-related content, we'll say.
So, like, he's very, like, this was his idea. No one else, I don't think, could do it. And I think he's not, like, when we first had him in back in November, like, right, the third way through the streak that they went on.
Mm-hmm.
When younger players talk to us, like, they're usually a little bit more shy. They don't like to, like, speak. And when Terry was in here that first time, he was talking about Tommy Heinsohn might stab someone. So he was
very open. Yeah, he's an open book.
He's very open. He's very funny. He doesn't fear any man. And so right now, I mean, I think we are.
No beast, I'd imagine.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, squirrels. He's terrified of squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
So that one beast.
I can't. We'll just bring a squirrel in here.
He said, Pitt or someone did that? Like, they just let a squirrel loose on the court? Like,
can't be legal.
What a tactic.
Wow. I don't hate. I have to go back and see if they won the game.
I think he said they did win, yeah.
Hmm.
He put that behind him. He was spooked for a quarter, and then he came back.
Scored 38 points.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. And like I said, the episodes with Terry will not be as long because he's got championships to win in the future. But once
maybe
a week,
they will. I don't know. Like, we get a good conversation going 2.5 hours in.
Yeah, I don't.
He's like, and I'll tell you another thing. Yeah.
That's the thing. We've been told he's going to give us about 45 minutes show. But the other day, we were the ones who ended it. You know what I mean? Like, we would have kept talking if we
talked for 30 minutes outside after the mic's cut off. So.
Right. So I don't think the time. I know he's busy. So if he only has 45 in a week, we're gonna have 45 minutes with Terry Rozier. If he wants to chop it up with us,
it's probably weeks we only have 25.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. So it's
ebb and flow.
But we're not skimming back on the other shows. Like, if anything, those will probably end up being longer.
8 hours. It's Monday show. Yeah.
Well, it's essentially like, I don't, like, me and you text a decent amount. We'll talk on Twitter, but when we talk on the show, like, we're essentially just having a conversation about things that interest us, and we crack jokes.
Yeah, and sometimes basketball comes up.
Right. And so it's going to be, and that's the other part with Terry. It's, he specifically, like, he wants to talk hoop, but he doesn't want it. He's just because he plays in the NBA, that's not the only thing he wants to talk about. If anything, I see it being a lot more music discussions with him.
Oh, yeah. He came alive on the music part.
He started asking us questions.
As you will hear shortly.
Very shortly. We're still here. We're not going to change. We just have a new pal in the mix.
Correct.
And it's,
unless the money comes, then we'll change.
Oh, yeah. Well
then I'll speak for me.
No, for sure. We act very brand new. I have no problem doing that.
I cannot wait.
And people taking that ride with us are Omaha Steaks.
Ooh.
Which, why, we had people tweeting us all sorts of steaks the other day.
People were saving literally trillions of dollars.
It was so much money.
By going. Some of the screenshots were literally absurd. It's like I ordered Like, I'm paying $52. I'm saving $758.
It was crazy.
Like, absurd amounts of savings. I'm not making this up. It was legit like $600-$700 in savings.
Yeah. Our pal YC tweeted us. He was like, I just bought a freezer full of meat, which is true. When you get it, like, I had to throw some stuff out of my freezer. Like, I had to take some vodka out. Like, it was.
I had to do some recalculating for sure.
And he was like, I just ordered a freezer full of meat from a promo code from a show from two friends I met on the internet, which is true. YC is a close personal friend. We do still need to get him in here. We were supposed to do that in February. It's way past February.
We need another good hypothetical to pop off.
No, YC, not YP.
Oh, yeah.
I think YC could do some.
I would say, you're selling YC short.
You're right. My apologies, YC. And it is just crazy that we just sell meat now.
I've been selling. I mean,
well, with Homestead Steaks.
Oh, okay, yes.
I don't know.
Independent,
yeah.
We'll say just independent contractor,
door to door.
Yeah. Hello, sir, madam. Is your wife home?
But Omaha Steaks, they are the real deal. The reason we were getting so many screenshots tweeted at, like, once that first one went out and people saw the savings, it wasn't just like, oh, here's discount meat. It's discount Omaha Steaks. Like, right. People, that name rings coast to coast.
Like, it's not discounted because today's the last day you can eat it.
Right.
Like, this is, it's just legit discounted quality meat.
Yeah. So that's just Father's Day rolling around. The good folks at Omaha Steaks were like, hey, we're going to put out this package here. Dad's meat's a real guy's guy type of gift.
Heck yeah.
So right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to my listeners, also Tyler's listeners, also Terry's listeners. I'm the only person without a T in their name.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, you're out of here.
I'm big out of here. Limited time offer.
Awful. Just awful.
You hate to see it. Maybe I'll take his job on the Celtics.
Swap it. Yeah, you're coming from my lane. I'm going to play a little backup one. What do you think about that?
Get some off ball. Celtics just lost their 81st consecutive game. I'm just in the post game. Like, these guys are really fucking good. I don't know what to do.
The McMahon Nader.
We're a little too close to him now. That's the other thing. I don't know if I can make fun of any Celtics. Terry might be like, you want to hear what this oaf was saying about you?
Aaron Baines just knocks on the door with his dick and just beats us all up. With his dick.
Speaking of big meat, at 78% off, this really is an amazing deal for Father's Day. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's steaks with two S's, one in the front, one in the back. Type mixtape, MICKSTAPE, in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins.
Oh, wow.
Right
off the cow's back.
Four chicken fried steaks,
okay.
Which feels like a southern specialty. That doesn't feel like a northern type thing.
Yeah, I eat trash.
Two boneless pork chops. Four all beef Omaha steak burgers. Four gourmet. I always skip gourmet. I don't know why.
I thought you were going to say gourmet. Gourmet gumbo franks.
I just have no idea how to read anymore.
Gumbo Four. Franks, though. I'm listening.
Yeah, we talking about a meal.
Who do I email at Omaha Steaks to be like, I have an idea?
Four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak house fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet.
By far the funniest.
You just put like a dash on every steak.
Yeah, somebody's like, oh, this is so spicy. I do really like meatballs. Like, if you were at like a cookout and they were like, meatballs just came off the grill. Ooh, I have a couple dozen meatballs off the grill.
Yeah, it's a big time appetizer too.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just start off with some meatballs.
Yeah, I'll eat 17, 19 of these while the
where the night takes me.
While the four gumbo jumbo. I don't know what I'm saying. Franks, we're ready.
Tyler just had an aneurysm. Plus,
I don't have that kind of luck, man.
Get four more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with purchase. Again, limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. It's $50 now. That's at 78% off. So it's like literally $800 worth of meat.
And again, yeah, they'll show it to you.
Yeah, they like to flex. They're like, we're doing you a favor. Just keep that in mind next time you come around to omahasteaks.com.
I like websites do that. It's like you get to the very last page. It's like, okay, you're going to pay $49 if you get to the last page. All right, your subtotal is $852. You're like, what? And you scroll down, before your savings.
Yeah.
Like, now you're paying 11 cents.
Type mixtape in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type mixtape in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Grab it for me. If you've ever stolen a tweet of mine, I think you should send me a little something for Father's Day. And I'd hate to get a full package of Omaha Steaks.
Duh.
I couldn't think of a worse thing.
I'll keep you in my thoughts.
Thank you.
During this trying time.
Thank you.
Keeps. Getting started with Keeps is so easy. I don't know where I'm supposed to start on this.
How easy it is.
getting started with Keeps is so easy. Sign up takes less than 5 minutes. Just answer a few questions, snap some photos, and then a licensed doctor remotely reviews your information and recommends the right treatment for you, all without leaving your couch. Keeps, again, if you've noticed that you have a little less hair than you used to have, but you're not sure there's a
real
solution.
You bald as shit, boy.
Yeah.
This is for you.
There are, well, luckily for everyone out there, there are two clinically proven medications that let you keep your hair, and now they're inexpensive and easy to get. That's what Keeps does. For 5 minutes now and just $1 a day, you'll never have to worry about hair loss again.
That sucks, man. There's like, back in the 1950s, they were paying shipping and handling. They couldn't get their hair back.
Yeah.
There was no Omaha Steaks, man. What the?
Well, it was like Homer and his grandpa were just going town to town selling tonics.
Just selling bathtub tonic.
Yeah. Not Keeps. Keeps offers generic versions of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you have probably tried them before.
Some of y'all should try them, which y'all's bald-headed asses.
I'm saying that. We got a lot of bald listeners, according to Keeps. But you've never gotten them this easy for this price. Keeps is only $10 to $35 a month, just depending on how bad your situation is.
Yeah, that's wild. You get the invoice, and it's like $38. Yeah. You're like, damn.
Plus, now, maybe it's like they make the guys who don't need that much help pay like more.
You know, I'd like that.
And then, like, the real ball guys, they feel, like, extra bad. They're like, reverse taxation. You're free, yeah, dude. Like, you really need Keeps.
You're taxing the rich. I respect it. Yeah. Like, the guy that played Jesus in Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
He's paying 35.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, dude, just wait a couple years. Like, yeah. Wait till your shit's really fucked up.
Save your money.
Come back.
Yeah.
Definitely not how they do it. Plus, now you can get your first month free. One hell of a deal for getting to keep your hair.
I'd love to keep your hair.
There's no, like Helga Pataki, there's no reason to put this off any longer. Stop hair loss today the easy way with Keeps. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/Mick. That's KEEPS.com/MICK. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/Mick. Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow. And also,
not hair yesterday, because you was bald as hell yesterday.
Hair 15 years ago, when life
hair
was,
in 1982.
Life was fine and dandy. A lot of people out there were speculating. We've been teasing this big news. Dave teased some of that news on the Pizza Review. Some people got it right that Terry Rozier was in fact joining Mixtape. Other people thought Tyler was moving to New York. They haven't been listening.
No.
They haven't been listening or paying attention for any amount of time.
No, but seriously.
Yeah, that was what people actually thought in their minds.
You guys are so cute.
Yeah, so they would have lost bets if that was what they were wagering on.
And that put $50,000 on you coming to the Apple, baby.
Withers,
why would you do that?
Withers, man, moving to New York's plus like 10,000. Like, you'd get quite the return if you bet on that.
That's one of those I'd take a dive.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's no way, as I'm signing a lease to collect on my own money. Yeah.
That would be the only way to get you to move to New York. Just funny business. Like, that's,
yeah, cooking the books. Yeah, now we're talking.
And where you could place these bets is mybookie.ag, because they offer all kinds of different wagers on Major League Baseball as well as Tyler moving places. And when you win, you get lightning fast payouts. You can even create your own player prop wagers using their prop machine. You heard that right, even though I can't speak. You can create your own matchups and wagers between any ball players that are in action that day. So go check them out.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess you just like Mike Trout will
versus
play
LeBron
baseball
James
today. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to score more points?
Yeah.
I take LeBron. Who's going to hit more homers? I take LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron, yeah. Probably. So go check them out now. Use promo code TAPE for a 50% off bonus when you deposit. I would only recommend a website to my listeners that's been good to me. I don't know if that sentence structure is saying that the listeners have been good to me or the website, but either way, I'm recommending it.
Hey, if they're good listeners of us, they're good to us.
It's true. If you want to experience Las Vegas-style sportsbook gambling, I wonder how they're going to have to change, like Delaware-style sportsbook
Mississippi
gambling.
Mississippi-style sportsbook gambling.
From the comfort of your living room, mybookie.ag is the only place you'll want to check out. They offer pretty much every sport and league in the world, including esports with League of Legends and Counter-Strike. And Overwatch, which is what we were just talking about during Barstool Idol today. Correct. In addition, if you're into casino games like blackjack, roulette, craps, or slots, mybookie.ag has it all. Not to mention, you can play all of their games on your cell phone, iPad, or tablet computer. It's entirely up to you. You can literally play from anywhere. You play, you win, you get paid. So if you want to get in on the action this summer, go to mybookie.ag now. And sign up with them using promo code TAPE to ensure that you are eligible for all of our future promotions and bonuses.
Does both?
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
Visit Las Vegas from your couch and also Delaware. Try them out today.
Visit Nebraska from your couch.
Once again, that's mybookie.ag, promo code TAPE.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, this is the dawn of a new day. This is a new era at Mixtape. The first 2 years, essentially. Just me and Withers and a myriad of guests. A
myriad of Hall of Famers and NBA champions.
And YP.
And YP.
KFC. Dave making outrageous claims.
Trent was there.
Trent was there. It has been a weird ride, especially since, I mean, you've only known of Barstool for a couple years now. I've known of them since they were a newspaper. So even on that level, it's crazy that not only are we talking to NBA players, NFL players, all these other Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce,
all these
guys, but now they like want to work here, even though they like Terry, like NBA players specifically do not need to work here,
right?
Money's guaranteed. Like they're living fine.
Yeah, he's like I like the Boston check. I live off the podcast money.
Right.
I live off the merch day. That's what pays my bills.
So, yeah, and also all the other people who thinks, like, Barstool was stealing Scary Terry. Like, no, he would have wrung all of our necks by now if that were the case. No.
T-Prince would have wrung all our necks good.
Yeah, we get into that. We talk a little bit of beef. For the inaugural episode, we talk a little bit of beef. We talk a little bit about his playoff. I mean, we talk a lot about his playoff run. Joel Embiid. Yeah, summer plans. Summer plans. If he had won the title, what he would have done. And a lot of music and a lot of trade rumors, what that's like to go through. So this, I even say it in what you're about to hear. The first 10 minutes of this sounds like an interview, but that's not how it's going to be because he's part of the show now. But there were a lot of questions to ask him since we haven't talked to him in 7 months. And he's done a lot of shit since then. So
hey, we have to.
Yeah, we had to catch up. Yeah, he didn't ask us many questions. A little selfish.
We'll work on him.
Yeah, we will. But yeah, this is the dawn of a new day. I'm excited. Tyler.
Yeah, I'll give you.
If we're a Kentucky point guard.
We bring in Andrew Harrison.
Talk about a snoozer of a show.
Fuck you.
We get Marquise Teague in here. That's and Papa Withers. Now we got a show.
Let me at him. Let me at
him. So look for that show starting next week, hosted by Big Rube, the security guy.
And sponsored by Big Rube, who we found out he's a billionaire. Nobody knew.
See that. He just does this. Like Terry doing this.
He owns this building. He's like, I don't trust anybody's security on my building but me.
So I get to do whatever I want at that time.
Correct.
But enough stalling. We'll have Adam.
We don't really have to hear Rosie.
Yeah,
guys. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
But here's Allen Iverson and the new and improved Mixtape 2.0. It's just like a new season. You know what I mean? It's like season one, season two was just us. Now this is season three. We got a new cast member.
Yo, the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
All right, so this is the first ever mixtape, Scary Hours, with our new co-host, truly the star of the show, Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry in the building.
How's it going? That really took off.
Yeah, no, it worked out perfect. It worked out perfect.
If I felt weird during all of it because people were trying to give me credit, and I was like, if he were a bum, no one would care. Right. Like, he's balling right now, so that's why it's taking off.
Yeah.
So congrats on being good at basketball, I guess.
Also, it works with Terry. I don't know if it worked like Scary Larry Nance. Don't have the same.
Nah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't have the same, so same you ring.
Name perfect.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for me. I mean, I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought we were just profiting off of you without giving you any cut. You were in on the deal. It was 50-50.
50-50. You know what? Don't worry about what they say, man. We got it down pat.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, you're sitting right here. Yeah, this is the best I've felt in a long time.
Yeah. I showed up at Dave's door like, you give me some royalties or I can take some royalties. Like, however y'all want to figure this out.
But it was a hell of a run. Obviously not where you wanted it to end, but still. What is that like? Because after Game 7, I know I was furious. And I didn't play, but
your ankle. Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, "Now the future is bright." So, at what point does that mentality take over?
You know, it's tough. It's tough. I mentioned this earlier. It's tough to tell a competitor or a group of competitors, I should say, that you know we'll get it done next year,
right.
Or you know we'll go farther next year when we want it right now, especially with the situation we was in and how far we you know we came.
Right.
Far we come, and it was just tough for it to end like that. But after the game, I was out of it. I couldn't sleep for the next 3 days after that, and it was just tough. It sucked. Especially, you know, I didn't play the way I wanted to play. Yeah, but you know, it was a feeling that you know you can't describe, and you can't forget. But you know it's gonna always have fuel to your fire.
Is that just gonna be in your mind all off season? Like just like every time you're shooting around, every time you're doing anything?
No, I do a pretty good job. But once I'm on the court, once I'm in between the lines, you know I don't worry about nothing else. I just you know try to get in there and get the work done. But you know it's always times you know when I watch games, when I watch a little bit of the games, and you know you just be like, damn, it could be us, or you know always think about how it ended and stuff like that. So.
It's got to be good being like in a locker room where people are feeling like nobody was like, well, we had a couple players injured. We were happy to make it this far. Everybody's like, nah, we should still be playing.
Nah, that's how we all feel. That's how we all feel. And, you know, just when them guys went down, our teammates went down, you know, we all had the same mindset. We all, you know, go to war. Let's battle. And, it's just tough to come up short.
Yeah, and especially I would think with the injuries too. It's like, no, next year's certainly not guaranteed. You saw what happened this year.
Exactly. You never know how the whole season's going to shape out. But, you know, going into mini camp next season, I think we'll all be ready. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of competing.
The off season's already been super annoying because it is the Celtics. So they're like, you've always been in trade rumors, and it's all like this season's not even over yet,
right,
and it's already
right.
You and Jalen, and yeah. People are looking at like Kawhi and at Karl Anthony Towns. Like, how do you pay any mind to that?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't, because you know it's always just coming to our phone,
right?
But you know, you just gotta stay true to yourself. You can't really worry about you know what the rumors is, because that's gonna happen every summer.
Right?
I was in, like you said, I was always in trade talks and things like that, but. Obviously, we know who have to make the decision. These fans don't.
You
know,
correct.
They just always give their opinion on it. Yeah. I always say about fans, they love you, they hate you, they love you again. But, you know.
And then they hate you again.
And they hate you again.
Yeah.
It keeps going. But, you know, just let them talk. Let them have the rumors going.
So when you see the stuff, like, you just let it pass, like in one ear and out the other. You log into the other phone. You get into the burners, or how do you?
I get into the burners. It's summertime, so I don't really. I'm focused on myself. How can I relax? How can I clear my mind? You know, how can when I step back on that court, you know, how can I prepare myself to get better, take it to even another level? So I'm not really worried about no trade rumors. But like I said, I'd be lying if I said I didn't see it.
Right.
I definitely see it.
That's refreshing because a lot of people are like, I don't even own a phone. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I've never heard of Twitter. I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Speaking of Twitter, last time you were in here, you were locked out of your account. You got it back, and back in a big way. Yeah. You've become a cult hero on Twitter.
little something.
Your old tweets are getting brought up. Those are all gems. Man. You got gems you didn't even know about. You were just throwing those away.
Man, I forgot all about them.
You're like 12 years old, and people just bringing up stuff.
Sometimes it come bite you in the butt, man. But, I'm kind of active on Twitter. Somebody broke into my account right after game 6.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know who the heck did it. They changed my name and everything.
Of which, of the Cavs series?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. I didn't even see those.
I would say, yeah, I didn't see that. Wow.
Yeah, changed my whole, changed everything. But, you know, I got back in it.
There you go.
Shout out to my man.
Who's?
Shout out to my man, Dave.
You were trying to get someone's eye. Some female. I can't remember her name now. Last time you were here.
It's a couple of them.
He's like, you got to be more specific, yeah. Though. Yeah.
There's too many to name. Yeah. Right. Well, I've... Best of luck still on that. See you working on.
Appreciate it.
I own the prize. No, yeah. But there's one guy who also loves Twitter, and he was doing a lot of chirping during that Cavs series. Someone you also happened to punch in the face, Joel Embiid.
Did I punch him in the face? Well, that's what he said.
It was like the. I mean, I got the screenshot. It's a great picture.
Okay.
He's like, send that to me. Yeah.
No, blow it up. You know, get it painted. Hang it over your fireplace.
It's pretty entertaining. It's a lot of. Some dry snitching going on with the swinging. But, you know, it's all fun and games, I guess.
Yeah. What is it like, though? I mean, he was talking about Aaron Baines a lot, a guy who him and Horford kind of like locked down and made exhausted. We were at two of the games. Mm. He couldn't breathe in the fourth quarters.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's joking on Baines because he gets dunked on a lot. But, you know, we appreciate what Baines do, always stepping up and, you know, always trying to block guys' shot, always, you know, sacrificing his body for us. So, you know, we might joke on him.
I say, does the team give him a hard time?
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely got to get joked on when you get dunked on. But, you know, all in all, we really appreciate him sacrificing his body. But, yeah, you know, Joe, he going to talk his stuff or whatever, and that's all good because, you know, we was the guys that put them out, so we don't.
Quickly.
Yeah, so.
Tyler,
after we was the underdogs the whole season.
I was going to say, at least you guys were favored every single game before you won that series, you know.
So. Your co-host over there picked the Sixers in that series.
I did.
It's all good.
I'll be honest, Siri. It was a bad choice by me.
What kills me about Baines, he got dunked on by Tatum this year. Like, he gets dunked on by everyone.
Yeah.
So is that like we can laugh at our guy, but you can't laugh at our guy? Like, we can laugh at Baines getting dunked on, but
exactly.
Don't you let
you can't go on Twitter knowing you already got Twitter fingers, knowing that everybody in the world follow you, and you can't talk about our center like that. We're not having it. But
as far as us,
we can joke on them all as much as we want.
You threw a shot at them on Instagram. You did the Sam Embiid shit. You put the location game that he likes to play.
Sometimes you gotta give them a dose of their own medicine.
Oh yeah,
so, you know. I couldn't wait for us to win that game. I was going right to Twitter, Instagram. I was going to do something.
You had that caption thought of for months.
Yeah, I couldn't wait.
Is that like an exciting part of the game, though? Because it's going to be you guys in Philly for the foreseeable future. You both got young cores. One of you guys was successful in the playoffs. The other one was a big old disappointment. So that's got to be like, is that fun at the end of the day?
Oh, man, yeah, it's fun. I mean, you got two young teams, both teams that love to compete. Two teams that get chippy at times. It's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to it. We know they look forward to it. So more Twitter fingers to come.
Is that how you describe the Celtics? Chippy?
Pretty chippy.
At times. Yeah.
At times.
I thought you guys showed actual like great restraint during the Cavs series because I thought that J.R. pushing Horford in the back was – like the cheapest shot you can throw on a basketball court.
Yeah, especially when a guy's in the air.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like.
Switch my man, though. So, I don't want to get to talk about this, especially when he's just been through the first game one. So,
what happened? Did he do something in game one? What happened?
I think you know what he did. I think we all know. I think the whole world know what he did game
one.
That's
the thing. We're big JR guys, too. That's why I said I was more disappointed because it's like if the Cavs were up 20, he's not pushing Horford there. You know what I mean? It's just a loser move. Right. And he knows better. 14 year vet. And he's like it seems like a lot of the guys around the league like love him. So it's weird to see him pull out that. Like if someone did that to him, like he wouldn't be too pleased. I wouldn't imagine.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just gotta protect our players. Guy in the air shouldn't be pushing them, but you know, we reacted the way we did and kept it moving.
Yeah. Then I just remembered the Marcus Morris Larry Nance incident, where if that were the NFL Combine, your three cone drill would have got you taken first overall, because you went from not even in the picture to around someone and then just in the mix like
Von
that.
Miller, like you just went like around the left tackle and you was just in the mix.
Yeah, about that. Protective over my players. That's all.
Of course,
Mook, my guy.
Of course,
that's my guy.
Did you get a fine for that?
I got a technical, so yeah.
Oh, is tax automatic fine?
Automatic.
I knew that.
In the playoffs or all the time?
All the time.
Every time? I didn't know. I thought it was like after 10 like, or 15,
this
whatever.
It's getting big. Yeah, they're getting paid. It's
tax. Oh, man.
It's
silver grease in his pockets, man.
3K, something like that. Yeah,
I did think it was like, because I remember Dwight would get to spend like after 12 or 15, and I knew you had to pay after that, but I didn't know it was every single one.
Oh, no, it's every single one.
Rashid might not have even made money in the NBA.
Yeah, oh, boy. They already wasn't making no money back then, so yikes. Yeah.
All right, but since you are a part of the show now, we don't want to just interview you as if you were a guest, because you're home. This is where you are. You kick your feet up. You're relaxed. So you always don't want to just talk basketball. So what – I know me and Tyler have been listening to that new Lil Baby a lot. Have you been spinning that?
Yeah, I just put that on, let it play. What's y'all favorite track on it?
I love the intro, honestly.
You love the intro?
The way he comes in, it's like, okay, this is how this tape's going to be. I'm here for it.
The track with Moneybag, which I think is just Bank.
Yeah.
They're through, I think, Transporter with Offset. That's like an 8-track run that just is as good as any album.
I agree. It's like right there. You could obviously let the whole
thing spin.
Let the whole thing spin. It's a couple albums that you can do that with, but that from Bank on, like,
yeah,
it's really, it's just nothing with Bankers.
Yeah,
it's
really like,
see, I like before, like I like the after run, but I like like the song with Lito, I'm Straight, the intro.
You love Lito.
I do love Lito. It's true. But yeah, the whole thing, I think I don't like two songs. I think I took out two songs, but the rest I listened to.
It was 15?
It's something long. Like that. Yeah. I think I kept 13, so I think it's 15.
That's big for you. He doesn't like listen to albums over 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
so
I'm
for him
project.
To like 13 tracks on this is big.
Okay. Well, the 13 tracks are still like 31 minutes, so.
Yeah, you're pushing it.
Yeah, it's right. Have you heard of Tierra Whack? I just heard about her.
No.
She just dropped a tape that's 15 songs in 15 minutes. And I love it. Every song is literally... No, it's fire, though.
Oh, it's,
yeah.
Wow.
It's 15 songs, 15 right, minutes.
So we talking about minutes. How long the album is? What y'all think of Kanye's? His is what?
It's like 21 or something.
Yeah,
20 it's real songs. Short.
Seven songs?
Seven songs, yeah. Yeah. All the album, like Pusha's album was seven songs.
I think Teyana Taylor's going to be seven.
Good,
I think all the
good music thing. Huh?
Yeah.
It's like I was telling to someone out there the other day. It's like someone took all of Kanye's like beats and then just stripped them down and took all the Kanye like essence off of them.
Yeah.
I thought
that
it
sounds
was
bad.
Yeah, it's. Have you listened?
I haven't listened to it yet.
You don't like it?
The way he was like, he was calling his own daughter Curvy. She's like 4. That was weird to me. A little much.
No, that is a weird part. I always think it.
Yeah. I thought Ghost Town, track 6, with Cudi and the girl talking about putting her hand on the stove at the end. I thought that was probably, that and Yikes were probably the two best songs. But the rest of it, I don't know. Like, I'm a guy who likes Yeezus. Like, I've liked everything pretty much he's put out up until this point, so I don't care about him switching his sound. I like that about him. This particular sound I thought was a miss. What'd you think?
I like the last song. That the one that you was talking about. I like the beginning of it. I mean, it's. I don't know. I was just excited to hear it because after what's been going on, like,
same.
Honestly, you know, anxious to hear it, but I still got to listen to it a couple more times. I'm a guy that things grow on me.
Right.
For a while, but you know, I'm not gonna judge it yet. Nothing about it.
It was, it actually, in a weird way, it got me more excited for the him and Cudi album that's coming out in like 2 weeks. And I'm not even like a big Kid Cudi guy. But the fact that their song, I think Cudi was on 2, but that their song was what I thought like the best one. I was like, oh, okay, maybe we got like seven real strong Kanye tracks coming in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Cudi Cole, y'all better give Cudi some respect.
He's from Ohio, that's why.
Yeah, he went to my high school.
Did he really?
Yeah. Better give him some respect.
I would listen to anything Kanye as soon as it dropped, but this one I can't. I don't know if it's all the stuff going on. It's like I'll probably get around to it. I just ain't. Yeah, I haven't had a. There's been a lot of good music out, so it's like I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm not stopping this little baby to listen to it. So yeah,
that's fair.
Some good music out.
And Future's dropping Friday.
Is that the Superfly or that's just Future? Okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
See, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. That's why you come here, you get. Future,
yeah, see, I come here, I get all the love.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
I love, man.
Thugs on, Thugs on two or three of the tracks. Who else is on there? I think Sleepy Brown's on the intro. So I already know that's going to be crazy.
How many tracks is it, did you say?
It's like, I can pull it up. It's like 9 or 10.
Ooh. Perfect. I thought you were going to say like 17, 18.
Nah. Although you like Hendrix a lot, and that's like 25.
Which Kendrick?
I don't think I still listen to Kendrick's.
Which one? Damn.
No.
Wait,
no.
Which one had 25?
Or J. Cole's.
They both did.
I didn't listen to J. Cole's either.
I didn't listen to J. Cole's either.
Have you heard any other J. Cole albums?
You ain't listened to this whole thing as far.
He's huge in the NBA. Is it because he's like nice at ball, or do people just really mess with the music like that?
I don't know.
Both.
It's, well, every.
But did he have like a basketball one in his album? Like a. Well, yeah.
This one, the mix.
Jacket or something like that.
This one, I think his sideline story, he's like in the locker room. He got on the jacket. The Letterman jacket.
Well, that's the thing. Every song he makes is he got cut from JV, and that one girl wouldn't have sex with him that one time. That's every song. Like,
12 years ago, yeah.
I've heard the song. Like, I don't need to keep checking for same song. Like, he seems like a good person. Like, he was out in Ferguson, like, when all that shit popped off. So, like, he seems like a genuinely good person. So I almost feel bad. I just don't enjoy his music all that much.
All right, I got a good question for y'all. What's the girl that sing Boot Up?
LMI. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every guy in here like that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah,
it's a good song. Do y'all know who Kalani is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's better? I'm not going. I'm not trying to compare him because she obviously came out of nowhere. What's her name?
It's LMA.
Came out of nowhere. But we all like. Do y'all think it's some like type of comparison? Like, do y'all think?
I'll be honest. I don't think I know any Kalani songs.
You don't know Kalani songs? That's disrespectful.
Does she have a song as good as Boot Up? Because if she doesn't, then I don't know
it
if I should
like
listen to
it. It's a competition for sure.
Yeah, because LMA just came in, and I feel like she just
took her lane.
Took her lane. That's what it was. So I don't know.
But, so you're a little conflicted. You like you feel like you're stepping out on your lady.
It's like, I don't know which one to holler at. I don't know.
I'm trying to get the answers from y'all right now. Y'all tell me a little better.
I would listen to Kalani. I'm just not familiar with her work really.
Future album's 13 tracks.
Perfect. Probably. How many minutes? We got a runtime on it?
There's no runtime on it.
No.
That's a surprise for Friday.
Let me see that.
Yeah. Superfly. Yeah, it's for the soundtrack. So I feel like.
Is the movie coming out Friday too?
No, I think it's the week after.
Why?
Oh, this is the dude that played the game.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need someone to make some different artwork for it so I can just upload that to my iTunes. I don't want to be looking at this guy when I'm listening to this.
Yeah. You don't want to look at Superfly himself?
I feel like this movie's going to stink. Like,
of course it's going to stink. Are you kidding?
It doesn't look like it's going to
be good.
I think
we'll see it, though.
Him playing that role, I can't see it.
That's what I mean. He doesn't look like I'd be afraid of him.
That's why you got to watch the movie, man.
Yeah, that's what,
he ruthless.
Well, I saw Dragonfly Jones, dude on Twitter. I don't know if you know like Twitter personalities like that. He was saying it looks like it has belly potential, like in terms of like it's going to be a technically bad
aesthetic
movie.
Yeah.
But is it going to be like
it's going to look great.
A classic that like people are going to keep watching.
Keep watching,
you know what I mean?
I could see that.
I don't know. I can't see that.
That's like a high.
If they do, like, don't try to do too much. Like, if they're trying to do too much, then yeah, it's going to be bad. But if they just stick to, we just want this to look cool. We don't have to make sense, but if it looks cool and sounds good while people are watching it, they'll watch it.
First of all, you can't compare no movie to Belly.
I agree. I think it's going to be Pootie Tang, but unintentionally.
With the thing, I found on Twitter, people don't like Belly.
Huh?
On Twitter, people don't like Belly.
People don't like ketchup on Twitter.
People don't like anything. But I was just surprised to hear because I've never in real life heard anyone say, I don't like
Belly
that movie.
Belly is a true classic.
I agree.
Yeah.
You can't compare Belly because you got DMX, who's super crazy, playing a crazy guy, and then you got him.
I don't think he was playing at all. He wasn't acting. Yeah, he's just crazy. Yeah,
he was just being him, man. you know, it was a good movie. Then, I mean, no, I'm not throwing shots at him, but
no disrespect. If you can get it through the opening like 2.5 minutes of Belly without having a seizure from that club scene, and you're good,
yeah,
you're after
golden,
that,
yeah,
yeah, like it's
once Keisha come in, yeah, you're good.
It's a great film.
Yeah, you set.
Introduction was probably the best part, though.
It's a crazy scene.
I think if, like, if Superfly comes in like that, everybody's in the theater, they come in, they just kill the opening scene. And with a good Future song in the background, people be like, okay, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And from there, you don't try to do too much. Don't have, like, I don't even know. Who's playing Superfly? I thought it was Bryson Tiller. He looked like Bryson Tiller to me.
Yeah, you do. You do like yeah. a little bit.
That's another guy we probably can't talk down on.
Yeah, don't talk down.
You listen to Cardi at all?
Not really.
No, he's a little too young for you. Well, he was on that album. That's what made me think of it. Tiller was on Playboi Carti's album.
Oh,
the one that just dropped. But he definitely is like super young. I think Cardi's like 21,
if that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. All these guys is young, hopping in the game.
Well, there's an old guy in the game right now who he might just be dead because I haven't heard anything from him since he put up that iPhone note.
He's talking.
But Drake.
Drake's
a dead guy.
You didn't see Jay Prince deaded it.
Yeah, he was protecting his investment.
Jay Prince. He was on some radio station yesterday and was like, yeah, I called Drake and I told him I don't want him to respond. Like,
he's getting slaughtered in the streets.
Well, yeah. He's like, pigs turn to hogs and hogs get slaughtered. That's not our game. So he told me.
Prince has spoken. Y'all better leave it alone.
That's what I said. It's over. If Jay Prince said it's over, then it's over.
That's the other thing that happens on Twitter. I saw a bunch of people trying to be like, who's Jay Prince? Like,
well, I saw a lot of that. Because a lot of people that are 11 years old. And two people were like, oh, okay. Well, I have to listen to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, sure you should. It's not even like you have to, but yeah, if your OG come to you like, yeah, this is not a good look for you, I think you should listen to him.
Why he ain't do that when he came after Meek Mill?
He was whooping, yeah. He was like, he can get slaughtered here.
I'm talking about he's right off the gate, just back to back.
That's what Meek got to be saying, like, hey, what the fuck was this? What the fuck was this last year?
Meek wasn't dragging him through the streets.
Yeah, Meek also started, so maybe he
Pusha started this.
That's what I'm saying. But Drake is the one that's getting told to stop it. He didn't start this one. Meek started that one. So it's like, you take what you get. Drake didn't start this one. He responded. Right, so you're like, okay, we'll chill. He got you. Take this loss.
I don't know if he can do that, though. That's tough.
But what does he respond with, though? I don't know what he responds with.
Man, he's going to have to find some type of information.
He put out 100K asking for information.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Bad look after bad look.
He's going to have to find one of them websites or something. Just find, I don't know.
But what could he find? He find out Pusha like didn't return his library books. what could he find out that would legitimately hurt Pusha?
Just grasping at straws.
Yeah, I don't like how he came at Meek like that and not saying nothing right now. But hey, Jay Prince has spoken, so leave it alone. If Big Homie say leave it alone, you better leave it alone.
You listen to all the diss songs?
Yeah, I listen to them.
So do you think Pusha went out of lines, or do you think it's lines and beef, or like no rules?
Oh, no, he...
He definitely went out of lines.
He went out of lines.
I agree.
He said his kid name and all. You can't do that.
Drake had never said his kid's name, so Pusha was the first one to say it.
Right, he did. Did the job for him, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Drake should thank him, yeah.
Yeah. Man. He was going to roll him out like a sweatsuit. Like, he was going to roll him out with all this Adidas shit, and now he's like, nope, I'm going to do it.
See, but now it's like, does Pusha still keep doing that? Like, you can't roll out the same exact way as you did, right?
Well, or I heard he planned, was here right? yesterday, and yeah, the whole crowd was
saying, fuck Drake, yeah. Yeah, Pusha performed at Governor's Ball over the weekend, and the whole crowd was saying, fuck
"Even
Drake.
If he's not on it no more, this is what the people want."
And that whole crowd looks like me too. So if that's like Drake's core audience, if those people saying "fuck Drake," that's tough. That's a tough look.
It might be a crack in the ceiling. Yikes!
That's what they want. That's what they want.
Kanye was saying he was trying to dead it too from his angle. He was like, all right, we've clearly won this. There's no need for Pusha to keep attacking.
Right. Well, he's also catching strays. He was like, yeah, I don't want him to keep digging in on me. So how about we end this, yeah?
I don't blame him. Hey, Pusha might start throwing shots at Kanye too. Like, hey, I'm going to get him out of the way before he can.
That's it. Like, does Pusha stop though? Like, Jay Prince told Drake to stop. Pusha might be like, I got two more songs. Like, I did my research.
I think he probably leaves it alone. But I heard, Kanye said that he don't want really none of this, them going back and forth or something like that. So, I mean, ain't Kanye his big homie?
We'll see.
That might be Adidas Kanye talking. Like, hey, we all got money to make.
He's older than Kanye. That's a little homie.
Oh, okay.
It's like a month. He's like a month older.
Yeah, Drake said that with a lot of confidence. You look it up, and they're like 2 weeks apart.
Simple Google search. Yeah, it was like the 23rd and like June 6th.
It's like 40 to 39, yeah.
That's a problem.
But yeah, we talked about this last week. I had no problem with what Pusha said, because I think it's all, once he named his wife, and that's it. Like, gloves are off.
Did you hear, like, the story behind that?
I sure didn't.
The Let It Ring on You, like, Virginia Williams. Apparently, it's a rumor that Drake was hanging out with her and Pusha called, and she ignored his call. So that was the punchline. Mm. Like, Let It Ring on You. I thought it was just, like, a weak-ass engagement. Like, him. Yeah. But if that's the history behind it, then okay. Yeah, Pusha took the gloves off. Necessarily, I would say.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll cause it. That'll cause a man to go, you know.
Insult dying people. Yeah, that'll happen.
Backs against the wall, man. What you do? Yeah.
But did you think, who do you think just won pure, like, bar for bar, as opposed to just, like, how the public's decided it already?
Pusha T.
you like Drake more than Pusha?
I'm not a crazy fan of, you know, both of them, but, you know, I like Drake more than Pusha T, because I listen to Drake more than Pusha T.
Yeah,
I know Pusha T got bars, like, oh,
yeah. Right, yeah, right.
But I'm not a guy that's gonna put on Pusha T album. I'm just not. So
yeah,
this affect so how you listen to Drake.
To see Drake get ran at like that.
Is this affect how you listen to Drake in the future? You hear a song and he's like talking shit, and you're like,
yeah. But you ever think Drake was a tough guy before this?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, but I mean, shit, he now makes some diss tracks. Well, that's what it was looking like. He tried to take my boy Meek out the game. Obviously, y'all know I like Meek, so I appreciate what he did. But I got a big move coming up soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right before the draft. I don't
you dropping a diss track?
Oh, no. I said, though, if we won the finals, I was going to not touch a basketball the whole summer. I was going to drop an album, all that. I wasn't going to touch a basketball till the season started.
I'm almost glad we didn't win the finals. I was gonna be in the booth with Cameron.
Can't dribble with his left hand. Can't make a layup.
Yeah, like, don't talk to me about no basketball. I just won the finals.
Well, we know what's happening next summer. Then that's good. Good, yeah. We can plan for that.
Yeah, so you know more interviews are coming.
So wait, what's coming? What's coming before the draft? Are you just gonna tease us like that?
Yeah, tease. Just, you know, just be on the lookout. It's gonna be everywhere. I can tell you that. It's a big move.
Okay. Any of your boys drop anything recently?
Yeah, well, you know, my brother's about to drop another album, but, you know, it's about that. Just grinding.
Yeah.
Studio. True. You know, I'm his manager, so.
You wear a lot of hats.
I'm more free now.
Yeah. Huh? You said you wear a lot of hats. Basketball player, podcaster.
Yeah.
T-shirt extraordinaire.
You know, entrepreneur.
You forgot a couple, yeah.
So what do you have other than this and this project you refuse to tell anyone about until it comes out? What is this summer looking like since you guys didn't win the finals? Are you going to pick up a basketball? What's going on?
That was a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
I hope everybody. I don't want nobody to.
It's already on ESPN.
Brad's listening. Yeah.
I don't.
Well, sorry, Brad. yeah, but I'm, you know, go to Miami a little bit, clear my mind. I'm going to be here for the draft. Be in Atlanta, Vegas, Summer League, you know, just around.
Yeah.
Being with the team and stuff like that, working out. L.A., Cleveland, home. So I'm going to be a little bit everywhere. Obviously, I'm going to be working out all summer.
Mm-hmm.
But these next 2 weeks in Miami, I'm just chilling.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you got to. You take your mind off
of things. The water and, you know, just relax.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a summer routine? Like, you do the same thing every summer, or you go to, like, the same trainer? Like, what's your summer, like, basketball routine look like when you get back into it?
No, well, we try to plan. We plan right before the summer start.
Okay.
Like, what I'm going to do, the right people I need, and things like that. But, you know, my AC, they do a good job of, you know, sitting down and putting things together. Because, you know, last summer it was, like, more like we went so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I'm not saying I don't need to go hard this summer, but it's more
you
like,
take a little, you yeah, take it easy, take, a little,
you know,
bit,
just
yeah.
Take a, you know, a little bit off, and, you know, just focus on what we need to focus on. I don't need to be in the gym just
for no reason. Well, obviously,
right.
I need to be
with a purpose.
Yeah, with a purpose. Gotcha. And you know, that's what this summer is about. But you know, last summer it was great. I got a lot of work in, put a lot of work in, and things like that. And you know, it paid off for me. So I can only go up from here, and it's gonna be more, you know, instructional, hands on this summer.
And y'all just played what, like a 100-game season, like legitimately. So yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That's because you know I've been. You know, a lot of guys take time off. Like, you know, I talked to Al yesterday, his birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in DR with the things around his neck. You know, I'm pretty sure he out there having fun.
Living his best life.
Not even thinking about it, basketball. You know, but what hits my mind is a lot of guys didn't even make the playoffs. So they already back in shape.
Right.
Working out. So, you know, I just been trying to run. I ran for the last 2 days and stuff like that. Obviously, I haven't touched the ball yet. But, you know, just trying to keep my wind up.
Right, man. Right.
You know, you got to plan the right way. Because these guys, there's a lot of guys that have been done. And you make the playoffs. I ain't talking stuff.
They've been sitting home for weeks. You hate to hear it, though.
For weeks, yeah, so.
Hear that, Lakers? That's yeah. Oh, man. There was, what the fuck was I just going to say?
Did you hear that, Lakers?
The Lakers just lost your train of thought.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to send a shout out to the Lakers because I just don't like them. I don't like what they look like in the face. I don't like their colors. I don't like anything about them. we got Rough and Rowdy. It's our fight company that we own. Our next stop is Youngstown. So I know that's the home of – that's, you guys call yourself, what, the home of boxing, just the home of football? So, yeah, you might need to swing by there that night. I don't know if you've ever seen our Rough and Rowdy, but it's just amateur fighting. And I know Youngstown's going to want to show out and show what they got.
Make sure you give me a call so I can make sure y'all good.
Oh, yeah. We'll get the pass. Yeah, we'll get the pass for sure. For sure.
They told every camera we had. We got nothing left.
They took the lights out of our car. We can't even drive at night now.
And we talked about something out there. Are you keeping up with the finals? Do you watch the finals? Or?
I watch a little bit. I'm not even saying it's frustrating to watch it after us being put out the last round, but it's just that, you know, I'm focusing on, you know, like I said, it's me clearing my mind. So shit, sometimes I don't even want to watch basketball. I don't even want to see it. And then obviously on top of that, we got put out last round, so it sucks. But I mean, I watched a little bit of it. And, LeBron's still doing LeBron things.
Losing in the finals, yeah.
Boy, that's ugly. That's ugly. Don't do that. That's so ugly.
Don't do that.
It's what he does.
All right, skip
Bayless.
Still
doing LeBron things. And the Warriors is just something
doing
else.
Warriors things.
Yeah, they know what they do. So,
so we talked about him a little bit. JR, he's catching a lot of flack these days. For clearing the ball as if he were playing half court and just dribbling it out. I do agree with him. If he had just went right up there, Durant probably just pins that off the backboard. So I don't think he was about to score right there. But
you got to do something, though.
He's got to what he did didn't turn out to be the best
you have to do
strategy.
He could have punted the ball and it would have been a better strategy.
But in that situation, it just came out. They just released an extended clip. Like uncut, like just from the NBA cameras that like zoom in on the huddle afterwards. LeBron didn't even know that they had a timeout. Like a minute and a half later, he asked Ty Lue, like, oh, wait, we had a timeout. So, like, what is that? Like, LeBron gets praised constantly for his IQ and for his knowledge of the game, but even he in that situation didn't even think, like, oh, do we have a timeout? So, what is it like? Like, how often are you checking the scoreboard? How often are you like, all right, do we have two timeouts left? Do we have a 30? Do we have a full? What's the foul situation? And is that on the players or is that on the coaching staff or is it on everyone?
I think LeBron is a guy that usually know that type of stuff. How many timeouts and stuff. I just feel like he's that type of guy. And for him not to know, like him asking a minute 30, what was it, into overtime? Like,
it was that minute and a half between the game, like the regulation ending and overtime start. Because he was just sitting on the bench. He didn't know what had just happened, like most of the world. And he looked up at the scoreboard and then he looked at Ty Lue and he was like, do we had a timeout there?
Yeah, see, I mean, and I feel like he's a guy that stays on top of that. So that just let you know how crazy game one was, going back and forth. Right. Sometimes you get lost in it with the competing and stuff and things like that. I'm not making an excuse for JR, but I'm making an excuse for LeBron. But
But y'all leave my man JR alone too, because y'all heard what he said. He said he was trying to bring it out for a timeout or something.
I feel like he had like nine. I think that's honestly yeah, what hurt him. I think that's what hurt him.
JR switched my man, but I feel like he did say like five different things.
Yeah, like whatever you say, you got to stick to it. Yeah, like I didn't know the score. That's my bad. That's all. Then he was like, yeah, I thought we were up 12. I thought we were down 15. Like
it's the media. It's yeah, the media trying to mess my boy head up. Yeah, but no, it just sucks because after that, it's just like the whole world's on you.
Yeah,
it's like the whole world on you, and it's just I don't know, but he should have, because he definitely hit some crazy buzzer beaters on us. Whether it was the second quarter, third quarter, I'm talking about the turnaround.
Yeah,
he should have did that. He probably would have made it. No lie, but it just sucked for him not to get the shot off, and they had the opportunity to win game one in the Warriors' house. So. But it goes back to that question. It just lets you know the game is so intense sometimes. Like even the guy, even the best player out there on the court, the guy that's on top of that, usually with the timeouts, didn't even know.
I was trying to say it on Friday when we were talking about it on radio. I was like, I was honestly a little surprised because it was so hectic, someone on the Warriors didn't just like reach out and foul him, because I feel like in chaos like that, people do just like lose their cool, and like it's not even like the Warriors are like, oh, if he's dribbling it out, maybe we are down one, and like let me just foul him real quick so we can at least get the ball back.
Exactly.
I got told that was the dumbest thing ever, so I'm glad you're agreeing, because that was felt pretty fucking obvious to me.
Yeah, sometimes yeah, when it's at the end of the game, sometimes you can't. That's just like when a guy get a last shot, and all your focus is on the guy that has the ball, and you're not worried about your man, and somebody drives and you lose sight of shit. It could be JJ Redick out there, but you can't. You're not even thinking because you just think about the last shot. The guy has the ball, so you know that's a lot of things that go on with that when you're playing ball.
I feel like that's how Brad almost draws up his plays. Like look up here, and then we just dropped it over there.
Yeah, he got so much stuff. It's crazy.
He's had Horford barking like a dog. You want Terry sneaks in for a layup.
Yeah, he got his ways. He got his ways for sure.
But yeah, this is once a week for forever.
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 Till we all die.
Yeah.
We all die. We locked in.
Yeah. So this is the new mixtape, The Scary Hour, featuring Scary Terry.
It's going to get scary, too. I'm going to let y'all know that right now.
I can't wait.
It's scary.
I remember some of the test shows we did. There was some wild stuff from there that will never get released, but we might be able to go back over it sometime down the road.
Yeah, it's going to get scary.
But you enjoy your summer. We'll obviously be in touch. And every Thursday, you'll be here for the fine people out there to hear what you got to say.
Sir, I'm looking forward to it. Y'all be ready. Appreciate y'all having me, too.
Of course.
Always. Yeah.
I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm the nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with the fat heat. Niggas better run like athletes. I'm that nigga. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You that nigga on the low low. You the nigga, you're the one that be talking to the po-pos. Poor sitting on 4Gs. Niggas can't afford these. The Panamera shitting on a 9/11. I call my homies not 9/11. I'm that nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac. Bitch, who do you love? 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 Love. I got a shorty named Texas Sin. She got a buddy named Yo JB, and now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night. That's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, nigga, thought I told you. If you a player in the game, it should hold you. And man shot my nigga game, he just rolled through. Eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu. A lot of fools putting salt in the game. Until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping on the pole to make. Did the model, took a flight to the Golden State. I'm the general, just making sure my soldier's straight. Had to leave my nigga homie, got an open case. But I'm big on the West, like I'm big in the South. So we gon' pay some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young Money shit, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush
that ass even if it ain't too big. I will pinky swear, but my pinky ring too
bitch,
big.
Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love?
I'm that nigga, I'm that nigga. Bank of America account got six figures.
I'm the nigga on the block.
Run like athletes. I'm the nigga, I'm the nigga. Bank of America account got six figures.
I'm the nigga on the block.
Who do you love? Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love? Who do you love? Bitch, who do you love?
Nigga, we street and we hood. Ain't nobody ever gave us shit. When you see us shine, it's because we steady grinding. We stay paper chasing, separating the real from the fake from the real. We living to die and dying to live. Nigga, that's why we got so many women. I'm trying to go deep, hit them ass cheeks, bust them guts, make a gun. Bitch, you know the game. And a motherfucking thing changed.